The Burt Show.
So, Wendy, I got to get in your head here for just 1 minute, okay?
Okay.
Because I've heard the comments now for the last couple of weeks, and I don't understand this at all. This connection that you have with Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, I feel bad for the girl.
Every time we seem to talk about Lindsay Lohan and the mess that she's in, like, I've heard you say before that people should leave her alone, mm-hmm. that you understand what she's going through, and I can't for the life of me figure out why you're connected to her.
I think just at the age, being in your early 20s, you're constantly going out anyways, and you're partying, and there's just no camera on you to follow it around. I mean, anything that I do going out could be misconstrued in the media, too, if I had paparazzi and cameras around me 24/7 and always monitoring me and saying, oh, she's drank too much, or maybe she just had one drink and they're blowing it out of proportion as being five drinks. I think she's just being young and having fun and going out.
That's not the part that bothers me about Lindsay Lohan, because that I do empathize with. I can understand that. If you put a camera on any one of us when we were like 21 or 22 years old, my story might not be so different from hers. Mm-hmm. But here's where I think it changes. Like, all the excuses and not taking any responsibility for any of her actions, and always sort of like doing her best effort to avoid her problems head on, to me, is where she loses me.
But isn't that also something in your early 20s that you mm-hmm. do?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't know. Did you guys?
I don't know. I do think she believes she's above the law.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what drives me nuts about her. I mean, if a judge orders you to be in court and you could fly out of the country a couple of days beforehand, I mean, that's like a big middle finger to that judge. And then to use the excuse, somebody stole my passport in order not to get back on time. I mean, that to me is just a lack of respect for elders, for the law, mm-hmm. for anything.
But who has she ever had to respect?
Because she's been coddled her whole life. Everything's always taken care of by somebody else for her. That's the part that bugs me about her, is that she can't just, like, you know, respect the law at all.
I still think you're irresponsible in your early 20s, because you're just trying to figure it all out. I mean, you just don't think you have to answer to anybody yet. You're just living and having fun, and there's nothing really to take care of.
That sounds like an excuse to me.
If I had a
22-year-old who was doing the things that she was doing to get around the justice system, I'd be way disappointed.
And
if she came to me and she said, well, I'm 22 years old, these are just mistakes I'm going to make, I'd say, shut up and be honest with yourself.
I think there's a middle. I mean, I think I agree in the middle between Wendy and Jenna, because I do agree that it's 20-something, you're an adult, so you should respect the law and do all that stuff. But I also want to bring in her dad, who I think that not all this attention would not be on her had he kept his mouth shut. And maybe, you know, because the middle finger to authority, I think, is related to middle finger to dad, who maybe. I think is a horrible father. I don't think he's a good father. I don't think he cares about her. I think that he wants her to mess up so he can be in the news more often, getting attention for himself.
Because that really is the only way he's making cash now.
Mm-hmm. Off his child.
If she messes up, Lindsay messes up. It's the same
with Britney Spears. I mean, she's given so much throughout her life. There's no responsibility for anything. There's somebody else taking care of your responsibility. So if you're used to that, and I think you're still growing up, you're just out of high school, and you're like, ooh, I can rebel. Ooh, I can go do this. Ooh, I can not be responsible for this because my parents will take care of it. Then, I mean, yeah, that's just what's going
to
happen.
There is a part of this that we've talked about before where the whole system is set up for, like, young celebrities to allow them to have this mentality. It can pretty much do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And people will cover it up for them, so they've never had to live in the real world. Mm-hmm. And then as they do get older as adults, like, all of a sudden they're supposed to live in these boundaries that they've never had to live in before.
And they can't handle it.
And they can't handle it, mm-hmm. you know. And then you've got a Lindsay Lohan situation, or a Britney Spears situation, or a Gary Coleman situation even, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, I got to play this for you guys today here. This is a tech support call. Do you guys know when you go to Google, from time to time, when you go to Google, they'll have a logo either next to the Google logo, or they'll incorporate the Google logo into something.
It's usually the Google logo itself changes every day. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't that long ago that they, and you can go online and you can play this too, the Google Pac-Man logo. Have you guys ever seen this?
Yeah.
It was the 30th anniversary of Pac-Man, I think, wasn't it? Or 25th?
It was some anniversary.
It's probably 30th.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it does make you feel old, right? So they incorporated the Google logo within mm-hmm. the Pac-Man looking game.
Right.
And if you didn't close Google out quick enough, or you didn't do your search, and you, like, clicked your mouse, it would start playing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You could literally hear, this is what you would hear.
Awesome.
That's okay. Awesome.
And you could play the game within the Google logo.
Oh my God, that's great.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Good for them.
You can do it now.
I didn't see that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
If you search Google right now in Pac-Man game, you could do it right now.
That's
yeah, it'll just come right up.
And Wendy's out.
You'll waste a long time.
Pac-Man is not a waste.
That's still a cool game.
It is a very cool game still, right? But most people didn't know how the whole thing worked, or some people didn't know how the whole thing worked. So you got a tech support call here, and this is a woman, and I'm not sure how old she is. Maybe she's in her 60s or 70s.
Oh, no.
Poor little thing is on with tech support now, and she doesn't understand the whole Google logo Pac-Man thing, that all you have to do is close out your browser, and this will stop.
Oh, no.
All you gotta do is close it out.
She doesn't know.
All you gotta do is close it out.
Oh, no.
Open up another window, and it's done.
Hi, is Lorraine there?
Speaking.
Hey, this is Brian with Builder Support.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, I had a message to give you a call.
Yes, I have, I was just installing something, I have the Pac-Man game, and I want to disable that on my home page.
I'll go away tomorrow.
It'll go away tomorrow?
Yeah, it actually says Google in the Pac-Man game. That's just because that's what Google put there.
Okay. But how do I get rid of it?
It'll go away tomorrow.
So I can't study today?
No, you can go to wherever you want. Where are you wanting to go?
Well, I know I can go wherever I want, but the noise from the game is drowning out my Jeff Paul video.
Close that. You don't need to leave it open.
I could close the Pac-Man thing?
No, you can close your window. Once you've got your Jeff Paul open, you can close that.
Oh, I could try that. Are you in a hurry? Do you want to stay with me? Or?
Oh, no, yeah, I can stay with you while you do this.
Oh, he's a nice guy.
Right. He is.
I'm going to the dashboard right now. Yep, I'm up to 15, 18, 20. Yeah, my sound's just fine.
Yeah, so that's all you have to do is make sure Google's closed and you won't be hearing the sound.
Okay, and it goes away tomorrow.
Yeah, Pac-Man won't be there anymore tomorrow.
Sweet.
Okay.
Can't make fun
How
of
many her. Calls did you get on?
This is actually the first one we've got.
Oh, no.
Up until then.
He should have said that.
So I don't know anybody else that
She's
no
sweet,
computers,
though.
You know, that I can call. So.
That's fine.
She's embarrassed.
We're here to help you.
Aww. Poor little thing.
He should have never said, you're the
but
only
he's
one.
So sweet. He needs a date.
Just
single.
So Wendy.
Sweet. That's so sweet.
Hey, Eileen. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
That caller?
Yeah.
I mean, that was on the help desk. She was homeschooled.
No.
Oh, no.
It all comes full circle.
This is the Burt Show.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
You're on The Burt Show.
If you were to go to Wikipedia and you were to type in tennis pro, I think Matt Grayson's face should come up from Country Club of Roswell right here.
Have you tried it yet?
I mean, look at the outfit, the perfect tennis pro tan, the all-white outfit, the white hat. It's got the sunglasses on top of the hat. This is a tennis pro, man.
You've even got the tennis watch on.
The shoes.
I mean, you fit the part.
Well, I appreciate it. It's kind of what I do. So, and I would say you guys look like radio hosts, but that's not really a good thing to say sometimes, is it?
No,
you guys are too good-looking group for that out here.
Bloodshot eyes, the faint smell of whiskey.
Matt here helps us out, helps out Burt's Big Adventure every single year with Country Club of Roswell. And for those of you that are new Burt Show listeners, Burt's Big Adventure is a trip that we take on down to Disney World every year. And we bring kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses, and we bring everybody in the immediate family also. And we go down to Disney, and we just spend, and we go VIP the entire way. These are kids that are between the ages of 5 and 12 years old. They've never been to Disney World before. That's one of the requirements. And there has to be a financial need. So our theory on this whole thing is, if we're going to do this, let's go over the top on it. So right from the start, we like send a Cooper Transportation limousine to pick each and every one of these kids and their families up from their homes. No matter how far they are outside of the metro area, they are getting picked up in a limousine. Mm-hmm. And that sort of is a great symbol for the rest of the trip because it's just done first class the whole way. Like, we stay in the nicest hotels. We eat at kick-ass restaurants. We get VIP access everywhere we go.
We take gift cards so we can actually like shop for the families when we're paired up with them on the trips. We can spoil them rotten with all kinds of good Disney stuff.
Do it for the families?
Yeah,
Jeff, that was the intention.
Cool. Yeah, we're 8 years into this. How much do you owe us? Yeah.
I like your Disney shirt you got on today, Jeff.
Well, I've saved up 8 years to get enough to afford one Disney shirt.
And as much as I love Disney, they are not saying, you know what, bring everybody into the park and it'll be free for everybody. This takes a lot of money, y'all, and it's getting more expensive every single year from us. That's why sponsors like Country Club of Roswell, each and every year when they go over the top for us, it's really important that we get you guys involved so we can continue to take the kids down to Disney World. And Country Club of Roswell every year does this great weekend that Matt's going to tell you about, and we're hoping you guys get involved.
Yeah, this is our 32nd annual tennis program that we run at our club every summer. We have about 140 people that play in this tournament. There's a huge party on the Friday night, and this year it's going to be August 6th, 7th, and 8th. So that Friday night, there's a big silent auction, live auction, casino night, whole big thing that helps us raise money for Burt's Big Adventure. And this year, we've actually added Special Pops as well, which is a group that trains kids to play in Special Olympics tennis events. So we're doing both those this year. And we've been lucky enough that the PGA Tour Superstore stepped up to be our big title sponsor this year. And we're really adding a lot of things to our event as well this year to help us raise money. We're actually going to have a kids' fun run on July 26th where kids can get sponsorships and do a little run around the area there to help raise money.
Right,
we're going to do a golf outing on August 16th for any sponsor that's $1,000 or more sponsor. So if you do that, you get a little benefit back. So you're giving money to good charities, but you're also going to get to come out and play a little golf outing on that Monday.
Cool.
And you know, we were doing some math the other day because this is the fifth year we've been tied with Burt's Big Adventure on the event, and we figured out that, you know, the Burt Show community has really helped us make things happen, and we've given over $150,000 now to Burt's Big Adventure. So we're really hoping that continues, because the Burt Show community has really been huge for us. And every time we've been able to come on the radio and talk about the event and tell people what's going on with it, we've been able to have a lot of the Burt Show community people call and say, hey, we can't give money, but we have goods and services, or we have a company we'd like to donate anything from, you know, air conditioner repair, tires to a car, to, you know, one group gave a wedding 1 year. So, you know, it's been really, really helpful and really helped us raise a lot of money. So that's what we're kind of coming forward today and saying, hey, and I know not everybody has cash to give, but we can take your goods and services and things you guys want to really use to help Burt's Big Adventure and turn it into cash to give to them.
All right. So there's a lot to chew on here. There are all sorts of different events, and there's one major weekend, and there's a casino night. But the thing we really need to focus on is getting you guys to help out and give items to Country Club of Roswell to auction off at this casino night. And again, we're talking, it could be anything. Mm-hmm. It could be big items. It could be small items.
Yeah, I mean, things that have come in so far this year, we've got, you know, an African photo safari that's come in where you can bid on actually going to Africa and do a photo safari. There's been a condo at the base of Jackson Hole right at the ski lift there. I mean, so there's huge things all the way down to a bunch of gift cards that restaurants have given, and we've packaged them together as like dinner nights out. So we can use anything and everything to turn it into basically cash for these charities that really could use it.
Look, big ticket items that you might have that you might want to donate. If you have a beach house, right, and you feel and you're like, all right, you know what, I'm making plenty of money off of it, renting it all summer long. Maybe I'll just give 1 week to Country Club of Roswell for Burt's Big Adventure. Those go for big money.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Every time, those are lights out sellers for us. Those are great.
Other things, give us more examples of like companies that you might have. Again, you guys, we understand that this is a recession, so you don't have cash to give, but you can give services.
Right. I mean, we've had, like we said, you know, air conditioning repair companies have said, hey, we'll give you, you can bid on like a 1 year service contract where they come and take care of that. We've had some tire places donate 4 tires for your car. You know, anything and everything can work. We've had handyman services where a guy that's in the area was just a handyman, and he said, hey, I'll give you 8 hours of handyman work, and you can bid on that, and he'll come to your house and do whatever you want him to do. So, you know, we do have all those kind of things. And really, if people want to help out too, we do, because the Burt Show community has helped us so much, we hold some tickets for Burt Show listeners that if they want to come to the Friday night party, we do have some tickets available for them to come as well, and they can actually bid on things and come to the party. And it's a fun party.
It is. And I say this every single year, like, forget about the brand of country club, because I think of, like, you know, finger, you know, pinky in the air, everybody kind of stuffy, everybody sort of trying to outshine each other, and BMWs for miles in the parking lot and stuff. No, this is like a let your hair down, really let your hair down kind of country club, and everybody there is just so friendly and welcoming.
Yeah, no, it's a really fun night. We do a whole casino night that goes with it, live band. You know, Bud Light's always a sponsor of ours, so that always helps to make everybody let their hair down. So, you know, it's a good night for everybody. So, you know, we were looking for help, like we said, for any kind of items, any kind of donations that we can use for that, and also to have people come out, because it's just a fun night to get to see what you can really do to help out these good charities.
All right, there's a lot to chew on there. So what we'll do is we will link on over to Country Club of Roswell from theburtshow.com. I mean, you got runs to take in, you got the casino night to take in, you got golf stuff going on also, so it's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so just link on over from theburtshow.com. All right, let everybody there at Country Club of Roswell know that how thankful we are that you guys help us out every year. We just did our reunion over there a couple of days ago, and half of all of the Burt's Big Adventure families from every year came.
Yeah, we had awesome. Over 100 people at the pool on Monday. Yeah, it was great.
It was really awesome. So thanks to Country Club of Roswell.
Hey, no problem at all.
All right, when's your next appointment? You got to be back on the tennis court like 10:30?
Not a little later today, but that's all right.
You look like you just actually came off of it.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote with in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
The Burt Show.
Well, my girlfriend Katie Jo and I, we've been together for 4.5 years, and we kind of made a determination the other night that we need to go on more dates. Because I think that when you start off in a relationship and you're first in love and you want to spend all your time together, and Katie and I still want to spend all our time together, so I'm very excited about that.
Cute.
But it seems that now we always feel the need to incorporate other people in anything we do. So it's almost as if maybe we feel behind in time with our friends. And what ends up happening is that every time we do something, we bring other people with us. And so I had told these guys earlier that last night, for the first time in a while, it was just Katie and I sitting in our living room having a conversation, not watching TV, not on our, you know, or not her, not on her iPhone. I mean, we were having a conversation.
I don't get it. Like, you mean like you were Skyping to each other?
No.
Like somebody was in the office and you were Skyping while you were, huh?
We didn't text to each other sitting right there. Nothing
words
like
with
that.
Friends?
No, we weren't playing Words with Friends. Wendy, about to beat me.
Your little Wii character wasn't talking to her Wii character?
No, nothing like that. We actually had an honest conversation. So I do think that couples a lot of times get into trouble if they don't maintain that personal time together. And I, you know, you hear a lot of people talk about date nights and this kind of thing. But I realize that Katie and I really, because we still are in love, we still want to see each other all the time. But it's the one-on-one time we have, we don't really have anymore, because it's not only that we feel behind with our friends. I think our friends now don't feel like it's a big deal for them to come into our time together too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And I think I've talked to a couple of friends about this, and they said they knew they were going to break up with their significant other at the time when it started being like that all the time, that they were always inviting other people to be a part of it, or inviting people over to the house for dinner, or always including other people because they had nothing left to talk about. And that's not the case with you guys, but that was like a sign for them. Like, I should have known when every time we did anything together, there was somebody else included, because then if it's a group situation, you don't have really have to like address the fact that there's all this silence between the two of you.
And I think I think it's more challenging now than back in the day. You know, like if you ask your parents, there just wasn't a hell of a lot to do back then. You know, and now, I mean, you do, we have, it, I mean, 100%, there are just more distractions now.
It depends on where you
live. If you allow it.
I mean, my parents lived in Columbia, Tennessee. They want anything to do there.
But
in Atlanta, there's more
to do. Each other.
That's right. Hello,
but I mean, now
siblings.
You got internet, you got DVR, so if you miss a TV show, you can always catch up. I mean, there's just so much that you could allow yourself to be distracted by.
You could fill your time. And it, which is okay. I, you know, I'm not opposed to, because I think that having a TV show together is fun. I think having things together that's just yours is fun. But if every time you, like when Lost was on, every time you Lost was on, you had a Lost party and it was everybody that came over to watch it instead of just the two of you, it's a little different. And I think that I think that it just it you get into the habit of wanting to include everybody else. And, and like I said, I enjoyed last night, and before last night I thought, yeah, we need to make sure that we, every time we go to Braves, for instance, like going to a Braves game, we like going to a Braves game, and every time we think about it, we always, oh, who else do we take? Well, and I said, well, why can't we just go you and me? You know, why are we out of the habit of just you and me doing something? You
and
know?
Bert, you and your wife have date night.
Yeah.
When did you guys institute that? When you started having kids or what?
When did we institute that? It must have been. I mean, because when, before you have kids, any night can be date night.
Yeah.
So you don't,
you don't have to schedule it as
schedule it. But yeah, I guess when Hayden came along, I think we had enough people around us that had kids that said that that time is really, really important. So we're really lucky that we have Stacy's mom here. If we really need to, Stacy's dad is here also. And our babysitters run like three or four deep on a depth chart. So our date nights are ultra, ultra important to us, and we get them in at least once a week.
You let anyone watch the kids, really?
Sometimes, you know, Hayden's old enough now. He's 70.
He watches Hollis?
Yeah. He can take care of the house now. But yeah, we are really big fans of that. Really big fans
of that.
I think
it's important.
You guys should
got to carve out time for yourselves in order for your kids to see that, too,
and
I
even,
think.
Like,
you guys should do a double date.
See, again, no.
Together.
And I think I think it's important for friends of couples to understand, and I'm not saying this to anybody in particular, but I was just thinking about it as we were talking about this. It's important as myself to not always try to take time away from my friends that are couples.
Right.
Every couple needs to be alone sometimes. And just because you're together a long time, you still need to be able to do that, because, I think that's where couples get lost, is when you stop being one-on-one.
Agreed.
So y'all need to pick a date night. One night a week and schedule it.
Yeah.
Schedule.
Scheduling just sounds.
It doesn't sound sexy.
It doesn't sound. Yeah, that sounds like we're forcing it. It just needs to be something that when we come up with an idea that we're going to go see a movie, we don't need to invite anybody else to go see
it.
Right. Just us.
The schedules will come once the kids come. Everything, unfortunately, gets scheduled. It takes the sexy out of a lot of things.
Even sex.
It really does.
The Bert Show.
Good morning, Kimza. You are on The Bert Show. Hello.
Good morning, Bert, Melissa, Jen, Jeff. I'm so excited.
Wendy.
I used to live in Atlanta, and I moved to Nashville.
Okay.
And I just discovered the Bert Show in Nashville.
Oh,
I'm screaming.
Oh.
My favorite radio station
from Q100. Now I have it in Nashville.
Well, we're following you.
I love you guys.
We're following you. Any city you move to, we will be there.
We're the stalker show.
Yes.
I'm so excited. I miss you guys. I mean, for the longest, I listen online, and then, you know, I stopped listening. But now I have you on my radio, and I'm going to go and log on to I-106. Online and see if I can listen when I get out of my car.
Okay.
But I'm so glad to reunite with my old family.
Well, thank
that's
you.
Sweet. Thank you.
I have been really surprised by the amount of email that we've received from people that have moved from Atlanta to Nashville that are saying, oh, I'm so glad you guys are here on I-106. So thank you for calling.
I had to pull over and text like everyone. I said, the radio show I used to always tell you guys about, because for the longest time, I would listen online and would just sit at my desk and laugh. And people are like, what are you listening to? So I text everyone. I'm like, my favorite radio station is now in Nashville. You have to listen. It's cool.
Right on.
It's bragging rights for you now.
I know.
So,
you know, all that crap on the radio in Nashville. I didn't mean to say that.
Well, hopefully you haven't, like, you know, oversold us to them.
Yes.
So now that when they do listen, they'll be like, oh, really?
That's it.
Sorry.
Oh, man. I mean, I've been telling, you know, the old stories from War of the Roses. I mean, I would tell them for years. I've been telling people. I mean, I just love the Bird Show. I am so excited.
Well, thank you.
Well, just so you know, that was when we were good. We've been kind of phoning it in since about 06.
Remember when you did the interview with Mariah Carey and Usher?
Yeah. Honey,
that was
a long time ago. Those were 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Back in the good old days.
Thank you.
That was back.
Put the Brunch Show down. That's my favorite radio station. Those were good.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Congratulations, guys. I'm so excited.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Eventually, it's going to get creepy when she moves to other cities and we're there everywhere she goes.
Leave me alone.
Hey, The Brunch Show.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
The Burt Show.
This is Cindy. Good morning, Cindy. You are on The Burt Show, and you are on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning, guys.
How's it going? Good. How are you today?
Well, I'm okay. Okay,
what's going on?
Well, I've got a friend who used to work for y'all at the radio station, or she used to intern. She said that my situation might be kind of amusing to you. I don't find it very amusing, but she said you might find it so that's why I'm calling.
Okay, bring it on.
What's that?
Bring it on.
Go for it.
Okay. So I've been with my boyfriend since I was in high school. I'm 24 now, and says he. And we are deeply in love and have been for many, many years. And he said that as soon as we got out of college, he would propose to me. And that was 2 years ago. And I haven't seen a ring yet. And he keeps telling me that he can't afford it, and he can't afford it, and he can't afford it. But we're still together, and things are still really great. And my thinking is that maybe he needs to save the money on rent, because we both live in two different places.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this weekend he's going out of town to Florida with some guy friends, and I'm going to pack up his stuff and move into my apartment, because it's high time that he does this, because he needs that.
We call that doing the Stacey.
Here's the tie-in here is, years ago my wife and I were dating, and we had talked about moving in with each other, and I think I had even committed. I'm like, let's definitely do that. Let's definitely move in with each other. That's a great idea. We'll save money, same as you're talking about here, Cindy. And I dragged my feet on it and dragged my feet on it. And at the time, I was living with like seven other dudes in a place that we called Disgrace Land. And I just was lazy, I think, about it. I don't know. I mean, I never had the intention of not moving in with her, but I left on vacation. I'm not even sure where I went. I might have been back to California, my hometown. And when I got back, everything was gone. The bed was gone.
That's exactly what I'm wanting to do.
The dresser was gone.
How did you react to that at the time?
I can't even remember what happened last week. So Stacey would remember better than I don't think I was really upset about it because I think we had talked about it so much. Like, it was going to happen.
Dude, you're 20.
I think my roommates were probably more pissed than I was because there went rent. And the fact that they all let her in. They just let her in to move all my stuff. Nobody calls, nothing. Get them out of here. We want the big room anyway.
I think from a guy's point of view, like if everything was cool with you and Stacey, which we're assuming it is. I mean, we'll wait a few more years, but it seems like it's working out okay.
It's been 13 already.
So if everything was cool, then the guy would actually be relieved because moving, there is no bigger pain in the ass than moving.
Agreed. But still, to do it without telling you she was doing it as with that surprise element, I think would put most guys off. I mean, I think you're probably the exception to the rule.
I remember the timing on it because her best friend was in town visiting from Washington, D.C. So it was an easier move for the two of them. So they both went over to the place, grabbed all my stuff, moved it into her apartment.
And I think if this hadn't happened to you, you might be saying that this was a psycho move. I'm not calling Stacey psycho. I'm just saying if I was talking about a stranger, that's a psycho move.
Well, it is pretty controlling.
If you don't know the situation, it absolutely is.
Yeah.
For sure.
It is pretty controlling. So, I mean, you're just, it's almost like it's not punishment, but it's almost like you're so fed up with him that you're just going to take charge. And I don't know. I just feel like in a relationship, both people need to have a voice.
I mean, this is definitely a sign of who you are. Like, it's a sign of who my wife is. I mean, she would tell you right now, she's a controlling woman. She's much more controlling than, but that's a sign.
If he doesn't get this I just feel like it's a little push. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't have this, then who knows? It'll be another 2 years and another 2 years. And honestly, we've been together, for 8 years now. I think he'll be able to handle it. He knows who I am.
No, it's not going to go over well.
But, I'm trepidatious about it. I don't want him to be, furious, but at the same time, I think it's the right way to go.
I didn't realize it was 8 years. I thought, initially I just took the 2 years. So you've been together 8 years.
We've been together since high school.
Okay.
Yeah. We've been out of college for 2 years now.
Okay,
He said that as soon as we got out of college, we'd get married. That's been 2 years.
1-877-588-BERT, BERT, 1-877-588-2378.
Does your boyfriend have roommates, or does he have like a lease that you can break? Because that's going to be a bit of a problem.
His lease is out next month, at the end of this month, that's not going to be a problem.
I think the only reason why I wasn't as mad as Jen is saying that I should have been is because, I mean, it was done. I mean, we had verbally said we were going to do it, and you guys don't have that, right?
Well, we've talked about it enough. I mean, we have talked about moving in together,
And what did he say about that?
What did my boyfriend say about it? He wants to. It's just the money thing for him.
He's just
waiting. So I think that if we just move in together, that will save the money on rents. They're paying two rents.
And then he can buy you a ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The guy's just doing I got to wait until everything's perfect. A lot of guys do that.
I'm still waiting for that point. It's been 16 years total. Hey, Brent, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
She's going to lose him.
You think so? Why?
Well, I imagine after 8 years, they've probably been intimate with each other for at least probably the last four at the minimum.
Hopefully longer.
He would have already bought that ring and asked her to marry him if that was on his mind to do. And he wouldn't be going to Florida with his boys. He'd be saving that money and buying a ring.
All good points. All really good
That's
points.
Why I was like, surprised with the 8 year thing.
Yeah, like at what point do you think he's going to wake up and go, okay, she's the one for me? I mean, it has been 8 years, which is another discussion.
Well,
yeah,
and
I
like,
hear that.
Like you said,
is that shocking to you?
Well, I think I know my boyfriend better than this caller, no offense. And I think he says it's just a matter of money, so. I'm going to believe him.
Well, like you said, if you didn't move in with him, you thought it would be another couple of years and then another couple of years and then whatever. Like, are you prepared that this is how it's always going to be in your relationship?
He's the one who takes his time about things. I'm the one that makes things happen, which is kind of why our relationship works in a way, because we balance each other out, but I'm kind of tired
of waiting.
As long
as you're okay with that, as long as you are okay with pulling teeth to pull him into the next stage of your life, and that won't frustrate you eventually, as long as that's okay, that's your role, then go for it. But if you're going to want...
Because getting married's not going to change that behavior.
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, we're going to check in with you on Monday, please. Please, please, please. Can we call you back on Monday and find out how the whole thing went?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm the anomaly here. I think most dudes would be really upset by that. Really upset. Unless you just know it's the right thing, and you're going to be with her for a while anyway.
The Burt Show.